for our kids. It's the Stay in the Game Attendance Network. Renee Harvey, nice enough to join us. She's a friend of the show, always has been, Browns Vice President, Executive Director of the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Right now, she's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Renee. Always a pleasure to have you on the air. How are you?
Hello, Renee.
Hi. Doing great. Good to be with you today.
Always awesome to talk to you. Talk to me about Stay in the Game, the Attendance Network, and how important it is for the kids of Northeast Ohio.
It is. I appreciate the opportunity. So really excited. We're in our fifth year of the initiative now statewide. We're up to 130 districts across the state. That's about 420,000 students, but really partnering with a number of school districts to really rally support around students, driving home the importance of attending school every single day. Really need to make sure that our attendance rates are improving across the state. We know that, obviously, for students who miss school regularly, it impacts their learning, and we have a lot of recovery coming out of COVID. But this initiative is really making a difference. We are seeing higher rates of improvement for chronic absenteeism rates with our partner districts than the state average. So this is really working, really excited, and Sunday gives us a nice opportunity to really showcase some of the great work that our educators, our partner school districts, and a lot of our students are doing in terms of really doing what they need to attend school regularly.
Yeah, so Renee, this is the big Stay in the Game weekend. What does that all entail for Browns fans who are showing up for the Stay in the Game initiative?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So we do a lot of things, obviously, leading into game day, a lot of player visits. Our Chomps mascot has been on a crazy tour going to a number of schools, really celebrating students for making the effort to get to school every day, really driving that improvement. We've done a number of job shadowing opportunities for our high school students to give them exposure to different careers that they might not know about within sports. Some of those took place leading into game day. We'll have a couple of them on Sunday. One will be a host. Another will be a PA announcer. We'll have educators forming a gauntlet, welcoming the team to the field. We'll have flag holders, a kickoff kit, color guard, and a whole lot of other fun elements throughout the game, but really just a chance to celebrate and showcase all the hard work that our educators and students and families put towards getting to school every day.
Renee, I was just doing a little bit of reading. I know we've talked about this before, but I was kind of blown away by this fact that students who miss two or more days in September are significantly more likely to be chronically absent for the entire year. That's unbelievable. And, you know, to talk about that and then how important was it for the Browns to get involved in this, especially coming out of the pandemic where it was easy to stay home and do school in your pajamas and look at a computer?
Yeah, Andy, you bring up a lot of good points. I think the first one around, you know, 2 days in September, really important that our students are getting that strong start at the beginning of the new school year. We know that really carries through the rest of the school year. And then in terms of really making sure that, you know, as you mentioned, COVID, our numbers have increased significantly. When we launched this, we actually launched before COVID. The chronic absence rate across the state was at 16.7%. We actually said by 2030 at that time we wanted to reduce by 50%. We wanted to get to below 10%. So obviously we've gone in the wrong direction due to the pandemic, and we have a ton of recovery to do, but we have 2 years in a row where we're finally starting to see a decrease. But as you mentioned, we really need to get back to a place where we're stressing the importance as parents, as caregivers, that our students need to be in school every day. We know it has a big impact. It affects that next day when you go in and you don't know what's happening. We need our students there so they can be connected to supports and services and receive any type of resources that the schools can put them in touch with, the social emotional learning and all of those other ancillary pieces that are so critical for our students to thrive.
Renee, what's the reaction of the kids when they see the players? And, you know, we talk a lot about a lot of things when it comes to football, but I mean, I believe that the vast majority of these players enjoy doing these appearances. They know they've got an opportunity to give back to these kids and make a difference in their lives. Can you just tell me about the experience when the guys go there, and then, you know, what the guys are saying to you about the experience when they go?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. You know, Mel Hurst is our current stay in the game ambassador, and he, like many of the other guys on the team, are always willing to do the visits, go out and visit with students, or whether it's a variety of other community initiatives that we have going on. I think, you know, they really appreciate and understand the opportunity that's been afforded to them, but also understand that it has taken a village, I'm sure, to get them to the place they are. And so for them to be in a position to give back and really show the students in our, you know, for our program, that they see the effort, they see the hard work. It goes so far for the students and the teachers that they're interfacing with. And I think the players oftentimes really enjoy the experience as well and get re-energized coming out of those visits as well.
I don't blame him, Renee. I'm staring at what Cedric Tillman did over the weekend here at, or I should say during the week at Shorewood Elementary School. And I mean, where in the heck was this when I was in school? I mean, they're running drills. They're having a good old time. Like, man, my gym class was run the mile and then get some water and then huff and puff until you have your breath back to go to algebra.
He's still trying to climb the rope.
Exactly. This is outstanding. When you put these things together, how much are the players involved to put these activities together for the kids?
Well, we have a good team behind the scenes. We want to save their time for interacting with the kids, but we do get some good ideas from them. We really try to change up what we do. We've done, you know, one of our players has done been a principal for a day. We've done, as you mentioned, these gym class takeovers. We really want to make it a celebration. We've done Minute to Win It assemblies and, you know, really try to make sure that we're delivering the message, of course, when we go out, but really, again, want to acknowledge for many of the students and families that we're working with, it is not an easy task to get to school every day. A lot of the districts we're working in are in lower income communities, and a lot of the barriers that are keeping kids from school are associated with being in lower income communities. So we really want to make sure that we see that effort, acknowledge that effort, do what we can at the school level, at the district level, to offer those supports and plug them into, again, those resources that can hopefully get them through to whatever it is that they want to do and what they want to be.
Yeah, and the other part, too, I think sometimes, and like I'm just thinking about the players and them giving back, too, is that when these kids are in school, a lot of times this is the big time these kids are eating, too, to make sure that they're mm-hmm. they're making sure they're getting meals and being able to do that. How will fans know to stay in the game this weekend when they go to the game this weekend?
So hopefully you'll see a lot of our players warming up, our football personnel along the sidelines in Stay in the Game shirts. We're our 50-50 raffle, a significant part of the proceeds benefits Stay in the Game, so that's continually promoted and a great way for fans to support Stay in the Game. And then obviously a lot of those on-game or on-field elements, rather, that I mentioned, a lot of those pre-game in the first half, but really helping us celebrate, again, a number of districts from across Northeast Ohio. We have a ton of districts involved, and we have over 80 students and educators that will be part of the celebration with us.
And if school districts are listening right now, or there are parents that said, hey, why isn't our school district involved in State of the Game? What can they do, Renee?
Yes, stayinthegame.org. We have every possible bit of information and steps to make sure that we can get additional districts in network. I think that exchange of ideas, and we do a lot of great things for the partnering school districts in terms of monthly webinars and capacity building and newsletters, and really, you know, a lot of our ideas come from the districts, and we try to share those out with other districts. We want to learn quickly and again, try to be as efficient as we possibly can for districts, because we know educators have a lot going on. So stayinthegame.org will have all of the information that they would need.
Renee, keep fighting the good fight. You're doing great work, and we appreciate that. But more than that, we appreciate what you're doing for the community. So thank you, Renee.
Appreciate it, Renee.
Thank you. Appreciate the support. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Renee Harvey, she is the Browns Vice President, Executive Director of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, and Stay in the Game, the attendance network. If you want more information, just go to clevelandbrowns.com. I mean, really is a worthy cause, especially when you think about, you know, keeping these kids in school, making sure they stay in school, make sure they get educated, and little things. You know, I kept thinking, you know, just about how many of these kids are getting their only meals when they go to school too. So it's more important maybe sometimes than just education that we're talking about, but really nothing's more important than education. All right. And of course she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. When we come back, we'll talk to Brian Anderson. A lot of good stuff coming up. Tim May, 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, all straight ahead right here. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.